Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon.
Favorite time of the month, not our least favorite time of the month, but that's a different show.
That's a whole different show.
That's a whole different
show. Maybe we should do that show.
We could. We could do a whole thing about hormones.
I'm okay with that.
There we go. Hey, I'm Melissa Rivers and David Yentev, and you're getting our special crossover episode that we love of Group Text and
Behind the Velvet Rope.
Okay. We have so much to discuss.
So much.
Okay, let's just start with, because you gave me a list.
This was serious business this week. You, I got a lot going on.
Okay,
right?
Kyle and Morgan. Now, I saw pictures of Kyle at Coachella and then also pictures at Stagecoach. But you said there was a big story coming out of Stagecoach.
Well, she was with Mauricio. Mind you, I don't know how people go from Coachella to Stagecoach back to back. Neither sounds very interesting.
Well, and you
to
forgot
me.
The neon carnival in between during Coachella.
I mean, and these people are our age, basically. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know how they do it,
well,
honestly.
Kyle has a huge house there.
Okay, well, that would help.
So you can go, you know, sleep in your own bed.
Well, that would help. No, well, she was with Mauricio at Stagecoach, and, you know, people are running with this story now. You know, they are friends. They do still live together as of the recording of this podcast.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that unusual, but apparently, this is all a hearsay. Somebody, a fan, apparently stopped Morgan in Illinois and said, how is Kyle doing? Which I'm sure Morgan appreciates these questions now. And apparently she said, I don't know. I haven't talked to her in months. Now, I don't know. Look, Kyle understands how the media works. Mm-hmm. Mauricio does. Does Morgan really not know how this works? That this is an innocent answer? Or is she...
But when was the last time we've seen them together in the last month?
Ish, I think.
Ish.
But not in the past week or two.
But to say in a few months.
Or maybe she said a while. But something like that.
So, but a lot of this, I think, is coming from that the story is that Bravo is saying, you need to discuss this on the show or we're not having you back.
That's the rumor, but I don't understand. They're going to get rid of Kyle Richards, really?
No, but maybe that's why Kyle's sort of gone dark on Morgan or keeping it so low key.
I thought that myself, right? Just like there's a way not to have to deal with this. Like, we're not being seen together anymore.
I don't know. Kyle, they all know what they're doing. So that's what I don't understand is if Kyle hadn't wanted people to know about Morgan, nobody would have necessarily known about the relationship, or they just would have stopped the rumor in its tracks and said, no, we're very good friends. Or what we all originally heard was their sober buddies, whatever it is. But they purposefully added fuel to the fire.
I mean, they're going to Craig's and then Chateau Marmont and then right down, you know what I'm saying? So to your point, why are you at Craig's? And these are places that even if you don't live here, that's right. Where you're seen.
It's
strange. But does Morgan know what she's doing? Or is she just randomly... I mean, if I were on the street and people were saying Melissa Rivers is up to this and someone said, how is Melissa and is she still with so-and-so? I would know better than to tell somebody what's actually really going on.
Yeah, you just say, oh, it's all good. She's been at Stagecoach or she's been at Coachella. I mean, it's not like... Morgan's not living in a vacuum.
Right. She knows that it's a media frenzy.
It also... got her to be a household name. This was very good for Morgan in getting her name out there.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
I'd like to go see a concert of hers and check it out now. I never knew of her before.
So, but there is more. There is more coming out of Beverly Hills. So, Anne Marie out, Crystal out.
Are you shocked?
Crystal, I am.
More so than Anne Marie.
Yes, Crystal, yeah. I am, because I thought she brought a different flavor.
I liked her.
Yeah.
I liked her. But she's out. And now there's rumors about Doree. It's really conflicting. The Daily Mail has run this story and doubled down that Doree has been given an ultimatum that if she does not tell the truth about her marriage with PK, that now I have heard rumors over the past few months that he's living at the Beverly Hills Hotel. I don't know if that's true, but apparently they gave her an ultimatum that if you don't come clean about your marriage problems and that he's not living there, mind you, again, if someone's living at the Beverly Hills Hotel, it takes 24 hours to figure out whether they're actually living there or not.
But what I always find fascinating is, again, I go back to why these women who've put their lives out there feel like they're entitled to privacy. Now, of course, there are certain situations where you are entitled to privacy or say what you're going to say and not be questioned. But they're going to notice you're living at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yeah.
They're going to notice these things. So, but again, how much is it planned? How much is this also leading up to everyone's going to want to watch the new season?
Right, and some have said that Doree needs a storyline. Now, I mean, Doree apparently, now Radar Online has, we have conflicting things here, has said it's totally false that sources close to Doree and PK double down and it's everything is fine. He travels to London for work, but he's not living anywhere. He's living at home and she is not on the chopping block of being downgraded or fired.
But also, like you're saying, he travels to London. If they're shooting at the house, I could see someone staying at the Beverly Hills Hotel because you need to sleep or relax, or you don't want to be around all these people in your home.
Yeah.
Because again, it goes back to shooting these shows is incredibly invasive in your space.
Yeah, they're there.
You know, so if I just flew in from London and I'm exhausted, I'm going to go and I can't, these people are in my house. I would go sleep somewhere.
Yeah, same here. So it's like conflicting. I don't know. I feel I can see it either way. I could see Dory going, but I could see her staying.
But I find really interesting, and I just thought of this. Beverly Hills is really the one cast that they have kept together and that you're not constantly cycling through people. So the fact that they might be losing Kyle, Dorit, and Anne-Marie and Crystal, that's a huge shift in the show. Could it survive that?
And the ratings were actually good. There was great ratings last season.
Well, so, because of Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle's not going. She's fine. I mean, how you're going to deal with things with Morgan if they're actually hanging out, I don't know. But rumor is also Kathy is coming back as a friend of.
Well, they're going to have to bring Kathy back because regardless if she's in or out, she's Kyle's sister.
Yeah.
And Kathy,
we're gonna see her.
What?
We're gonna see Kathy.
You're gonna see Kathy no matter what.
Yeah.
Oh God, so much.
And then there's a lot going on.
All this drama around Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Do we think Bravo is fanning the flames and that, again, that they all know exactly? I don't mean to be so cynical, but I feel like the timing of all of this is suddenly where all of it had gotten kind of quiet. And they were talking about other franchises. Suddenly, everybody's right up on Beverly Hills again. When does the new season air?
I mean, cynical, you're preaching to the choir.
Yeah.
Because I think everything is
manipulated.
Yeah. Manipulated. I think it all goes back to the corporation. Mm-hmm. That is just how my mind thinks.
But mine too. And we think that way for a reason.
Yeah, because we're right.
Yeah.
Housewives is an entity that makes money for Bravo, period. And
right.
That is what they care about. Well, that's the thing. They were supposed to start filming in April, which it is now past April, like May 1st, Wednesday.
But to have it pushed back a couple weeks is nothing.
No. I think it's a little bit of fanning the flame. And Dorit, I still go back to that, her storyline. Look, if anyone else is going to leave, it's going to be Dorit. It's not Erica. It's not Sutton. It's not Kyle, and it's not Garcelle. So this isn't so bad for her that there is this, is she or isn't she, and what is the state of your marriage? I mean, she can act upset. I don't think she's that upset.
I don't think so either.
I think it's a good thing, Dorit. It might save your job.
Well, I don't even know that her job needed to be saved.
Right.
But it certainly pushes your storyline to the front of the front.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
When it comes to hiring for this podcast, before I discovered Indeed, I used to spend hours searching for quote unquote the one, which is just as hard as searching for the one when you're dating, but I digress. With Indeed, I just meet my match. I don't search at all. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. And they have a matching engine, which has worked for me and has helped me find quality candidates fast. That's the key. Indeed puts it all in one place so I don't have to search for hours to find someone who's actually qualified. Indeed helps me with scheduling, screening, and messaging. And I can't tell you how many successful people I've hired. Editors, proofreaders, PR, ad sales. And as listeners of this show now, you will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Velvet. Just go to Indeed.com/Velvet right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Velvet. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah. I mean, especially if everything is fine, as you say, why not have speculation about your marriage? You could be the new Kyle next season. That didn't turn out so bad.
No, not at all. And also, maybe people just also sometimes need a little bit of time apart.
Yes.
You know?
Yes and yes.
Look, it says the man who lives alone and wants no one in his space.
Correct.
Okay, this is sad. Monica Garcia, who we both interviewed, if you do the math, she very well could have been pregnant when we interviewed her.
Yeah.
Or right after. She announces the pregnancy, and then...
Now she's announced that she's, you know, there was no heartbeat when she went to the doctor, and there was a miscarriage, and she posted this and has a ton of outpouring of love and sympathy on her actual Instagram. There are a lot of blogs and other places which are now saying things. You know, a lot of people are saying it's horrible, but then a lot of people are weighing in and saying, like, BS, you were pregnant for, you know, 2 weeks. How do we know this is true? They're tying it into reality, Von Teese. You're the master manipulator. So there is that narrative now out there on a lot of the blogs.
Which, and to get serious for a moment, that's pretty horrible to have, whether it's true or not, to have people's reaction to be like, A, I don't believe you, or B, ha ha ha, you deserve this.
Right. Both of those narratives are out there from a lot of the trolls, as we say.
Which is terrible.
Yeah.
You know, I don't always get my head around why people insist on doing that. But what's hard is it's almost live by the sword, die by the sword. Because she was doing that as reality Von Teese. And I'm not saying it is okay in any way to do that. So, kind of shitty.
It's a shitty, I mean, is this what we have come to in this society? I think so. I think this is social media, right?
It's.
But when I saw that, I mean, there was a lot of comments out there like that. Of either way, of, you know... Right, you're a horrible person, we're so happy you're fired, you deserve this, or, you know, are you telling the truth? We don't believe a thing that comes out of your mouth. That's kind of crazy, right?
It's kind of shitty. It's kind of awful.
Yeah.
You know, and no one really has a lot of true empathy for any of these women. So to kind of pile on that, whether it's true or not, just is yucky.
Right. And like, you don't know Monica Garcia from a series of events over the course of one season on a reality show.
Yeah, but she leaned into the villain role.
She did. I'm still upset that she is not back on Salt Lake. I mean, not to lighten it up, but I'm just like, where is she? Well, I want her back.
I was fascinated, at least when I interviewed her, and I think she said similar things to you. She owns it.
She owns it.
She knows that, she, you know, I asked her straight up, do you regret anything you've done? And she said, no.
No, she doesn't. I find her lovely.
She is lovely. And one of the reasons I think she's so lovely is because she is so honest about what she did, her motivations behind doing it, and having zero regrets for doing it. And even if you don't particularly care for someone or even really like them, you gotta respect that they're not making any excuses.
Well, yeah, a lot of the fans complain all the time that it isn't real anymore. It's not real. I don't know if it ever was real, you know, and you do have, you know, like we talked about Beverly Hills, there's so many housewives that craft their story, that know what they're doing. Right, like Monica doesn't know what she's doing, and I mean that in like the best way possible.
Yeah.
It was all authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And when we saw on the show, she would say like, I'm not wealthy like the rest of you. Like, what's the point? So, I mean, that's why I liked her. I felt it was like, God, this is what... So I don't know what people want. They say they want someone to be real. Now we have someone real, and they find that they don't like her just because of this one thing? I don't know. I like her.
Sending her our best because it's a terrible thing to go through. I went through a similar thing where they didn't have a heartbeat, and this was before I got pregnant with Cooper. And it's not fun. It's a lousy thing to go through.
I can imagine.
You know, it's awful. And whether if it is true, my heart breaks for her. And if it's not true, I actually feel badly for her because she's getting a real slap in the face as to how people really wish her ill.
Yeah. People are cruel. People are cruel. Do not read the comments, people. That is my advice.
And never Google yourself.
No, never Google yourself. And don't read the comments.
No, never.
These are two things.
Because we're going to pivot to my favorite show, Below Deck.
Oh, gosh.
So
this is your favorite.
It is. Everyone's talking about the Jill Zarin episode.
They're still talking about it. It was weeks ago. Everyone cannot stop talking about this.
So the recap is Jill Zarin, who is an ex-housewife, went on the boat as a guest of the primary.
Yes.
And caused endless drama. My favorite, I think, was she only likes ice cubes of a certain shape.
Yes.
And she was demanding that she only wanted ice from this one particular ice maker because she liked the shape of it better.
Yes.
Now, people were outraged of her demands.
They came from Ms. Zarin.
Yes. So now you know her.
I know her. I feel, you know, look, I haven't sat. I mean, I could text her right now, but I feel that Jill's wonderful in the real world. Let me just tell you. I just feel that Jill knows how to make good TV. And, you know, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I think this is such like a heightened version of herself. She's aware of like how people perceive her. And I think it was all in the interest of great TV. And we are still talking about her because Jill really is. Yes. Does she love Diet Coke? Yes. Does she pack Diet Coke in her suitcase when she goes to overseas to somewhere?
Yeah, you hope they don't explode.
Right, you hope they don't explode, but she does these things. She loves her Diet Coke. I personally prefer Diet Pepsi, but that's all.
Oh, God, leave now.
You like Diet? I like Diet Pepsi with a lime.
But now that's not just straight Diet Pepsi.
No, but I just like it better. I don't know why, but I'm fine with Diet Coke as well.
Yeah, I've always been a Diet Coke person.
Really?
Yeah. I'll do Diet Pepsi.
Do you like it with a lime or a lemon or anything?
Well, who doesn't?
Yeah.
You know,
you squeeze that lime or lemon in there. It's delicious.
Yeah. When you're offered the wedge, you take it.
I don't make
a wedge at home.
No. At home, I do none of this.
No.
As little as you do, I do less.
Which is terrifying.
Yeah. I mean, it's not our strong suit.
No, it's not. And I'm comfortable with that.
Me too.
Okay, good.
We're like Monica Garcia. We're honest about the things that we don't do.
Exactly. Okay. But so Jill. Okay. First of all, yes. Jill knows how to make good TV.
Yeah.
I believe that she knew exactly what she was doing. She did what the producers were hoping she was going to do. But it doesn't seem like they warned the crew because they wanted the honest reactions from the crew. And there was not love lost between Jill and my beloved Frasier.
Right. I love my Jill. You love your Frasier. I have interviewed Frasier for my show, but you've actually, you know, stayed in touch with Frasier.
I love him.
You love Frasier.
I do. He's great, and he's great fun.
Jill is great fun, too.
See, I would think those two would have bonded, but they didn't.
No.
Now, I've been, fortunately, knock on wood, on boats like this. It's also like a good hotel. Sometimes you open the drawer, and they have a whole buffet of products for you to use. If not, there's always like the little bit on the counter, which they have on the St. David. And you ask for something and they always have it. She came off as incensed and that it was not good enough that it wasn't already all laid out for her. I feel like, you know, great hotels don't necessarily do that. I have never opened the drawer at the Four Seasons and found extra toiletries. No. You have all the stuff on the counter. And if you find anything there, it's the Q-tips or the little cotton swabs. And if you need anything, they get it for you, but they don't
Correct.
Put toothpaste and this and that and the other.
No.
So A, I'd love to know what hotels she's staying at that she gets this kind of service. And B, come on. Come on, Jill. Seriously, it was like First the ice cubes, then you didn't like how the bathroom was stocked.
Or not ice cubes to be are, that to me is the biggest to me. I mean, like, ice is ice.
No, it's not.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples. I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I've had allergies my whole life. I'm actually having a bad allergy day right now. You may be able to hear it in my voice. Well, I now use Astapro to treat my allergies, and you should too. Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription strength, indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So I now use Astapro every time my allergies flare up, and I'm amazed at how fast I feel better. Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to AstaproAllergy.com for a discount so you can use Astapro and go today. AstaproAllergy.com. Astapro and go.
No, I actually have a friend who hates ice. She thinks it's the dirtiest thing in the world. She will not drink
ice. That's very European.
Oh,
it's well, very European, no ice. And then, see, for me, always like I'll drink it out of the can. I'll drink it out of a glass with no ice. Ice cubes, always welcome. Best, crushed ice.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, crushed ice is nice.
You don't, sure. Like, I love Diet Coke with crushed ice. It's like a joy. It's like a happy treat.
The only thing I'm picky on, we should do a whole food podcast.
We should. Too. We can do all of
the
this.
Only, I never really care, but it's my drink. When I order, I get Belvedere straight up in a martini glass with a lime or lemon twist. Sometimes that drink, which you order just like that, they will bring and I taste it. And I'm like, there is vermouth in here. I mean, that's not, I literally spell it out. And I'm like, I'm not that person, but I'm sending this drink back. I am convinced there's vermouth in here.
I do.
That's not the same.
I do Fresca and vodka, so it's a whole much lower end situation.
There you go. But ruin my steak. Give me Diet Coke out of whatever you want. I don't care.
So then you told me that Jill had a prank pulled on her, by Barbie, who is one of the Stews, who she tortured.
She tortured. So I'm sure they planned it. They're both in Florida, but it was really cute. So Barbie showed up at Jill's house and was like, I'm here. You're going to wait on me today. So Barbie was just in Jill's place being waited on by Jill and Gary and Allie. It was really funny.
It wasn't?
But you know what? Frasier did not make the same appearance. Granted, he's out there traveling the world.
By the way, they're already back at work.
Wow.
So...
I don't play around on Below Deck.
But again, a master franchise.
Aren't you excited? I finally want to talk about Below Deck.
I know.
I'm like, Jill was on it. We have to talk about this.
See, now, I've always wanted to go on Below Deck, but my group would be really boring. Like, we would be so, like, a bad episode, because all I want to do is sleep.
I hate boats. I get really, I know. Because I was saying, let's plan it. I don't like, I have a friend that once called me, and she said... I've already applied. We're going to go on this. And I'm like, and she never did. And I'm like, it's the boat thing. Like if they did the same thing at a hotel, I would go. or like a destination island. I don't know. I hate boats. I'm not into this. Like that, I think that's why Below Deck doesn't appeal to me.
Probably.
I'm not into the yachty life. I'm not into being a guest on a chartered boat. I know. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
See how down to earth I am?
And one thing is, which also I just read about, was Captain Jason, who's like the hottie captain,
yeah,
apparently was getting propositioned by a lot of the women at BravoCon. There's a rumor that he may have made out with one. There's a rumor that he may have had dinner with one back in Florida. He's kind of saying, oh, it was all just fun. And a few of the women are like, we were texting and into each other.
Well, I know the rumors. Apparently, he had dinner with Adriana Demora from Miami Housewives.
Yes.
I think I asked her about this when she was on my show, and there was the Lala thing, and like Luann threw her hat and threw. Yeah, I mean, people want Captain Jason. I mean,
he's good looking.
I don't mind a little Captain Jason.
No, who would?
I would take Captain Jason.
Oh, you whore.
I mean, he's cute.
Okay, we're gonna pivot though.
Okay, let's pivot
away from reality.
Let's do it.
Britney Spears.
Oh, man. There's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on in the Britney world. And it's unfortunately what people predicted when she got out of the conservatorship. It seems to be happening. It really started with the whole knife dancing and all these crazy videos she's posting. And people on the inside are coming out and saying, we're concerned.
Yeah, and it's like an ongoing thing. Now, I saw some, I don't know when this was, like 2 days ago, there was a doctor on TMZ.
Oh, I missed that.
Giving a report to Harvey Levin. Now, it's not her doctor, because then the actual other doctors came out and slammed this guy.
Yeah.
That who is this doctor that's weighing in? It's not even his patient, but he weighed in directly with Harvey to say, yeah, she's not well, and this is probably what's going on. Yeah, this is what people were, you know, when it was Free Britney, this is what people were saying, like, you're enabling this and it's not okay. And I read somewhere, I guess, so like what, like her father, there was like a lawsuit. I think it's settled now.
Yes.
She just has to pay for his legal fees. And she doesn't owe her father any other money. And I mean, yeah, it seems to be. I saw she was laying down in some car avoiding the paparazzi the other day.
Well, and then she's apparently been traveling nonstop and every month either going to Hawaii and taking a presidential suite or going back and forth to the most amazing place that I'm dying to stay at, the Brando.
Where's that?
Oh, it's not Fiji. Bora Bora.
Oh, okay. Well,
and
that's nice.
I've been fortunate enough to have done to the Four Seasons in Bora Bora, which was unbelievable.
Amazing.
And the Brando is supposed to even be a whole other level.
Okay.
And it was Marlon Brando's old island, so that's why it's called the Brando.
I like this.
Like, I've stayed at the Four Seasons. Extraordinary. So lucky to have stayed there. Josh Flagg stayed at the Brando.
I mean, of course he did.
And said, gotta go.
Really?
Now, if Josh gives something that kind of a seal, it's a bucket list thing.
It's hard to get the Josh Flagg
seal
stamp of approval.
But it's extraordinarily expensive. And apparently she's been showing it at the Brando like once every 6 weeks.
I mean, look, of course, anyone that comes into her life, I mean, you talk about being cynical. I'm going to be cynical for a minute. No one wants anything from her except money, period. They're all circling because, I mean, if you're not well and you're like, okay, I'm just going to take advantage of this person because I want money, period.
I mean,
is there any other way to look at this? Yeah, I guess fame, you know.
But also, it's no one's making themselves publicly attached to her. So she might just be going solo. We don't know.
We don't know.
It's really sad that, again, it's almost wash, rinse, repeat.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, right, she could be going solo. You're still going to run out of all your money. I mean, I don't know how much there is, but eventually, you're going to the Brando average. And that's the other thing. I don't think she has any concept of what is being spent.
None.
It's sad. And like, so what are her parents to do? I mean, it's over. I don't know.
It's not good. But let's stay with our music track.
Okay.
Because the biggest story is the Kim Taylor feud has reignited.
I'm kind of here for this.
I am too.
I'm
it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Both camps are so sophisticated And so controlled and so exacting on what comes out and when. Do we think that there was collusion? Because suddenly, not that Taylor needed any publicity, but it's really making people want to engage with the new album and start looking for Easter eggs. The other side of that is the Swifties and her fans do that regardless. Now, I love me some Taylor Swift.
You really do.
But I'm not a Swiftie. Like, but I feel like I'm too old to be Taylor, to be a Swiftie.
Are you, though? I think Swifties know no age, Melissa.
True. I wouldn't turn down a friendship bracelet from her. But, I mean, I don't need them from, like, other people. But I could live with a Taylor Swift friendship bracelet.
You don't need it from, like, Blake Lively or, like, the extended.
No, I would really, if I was going to wear one, I would want it to be from her.
Okay, oh, that's fair.
Yeah. So, and the work ethic and the talent and the resilience. I mean, I get it. Plus, one of the most brilliant marketers ever versus the original brilliant image marketer, the Kardashians.
I was going to say Madonna.
True, but I feel like Madonna didn't, she was controlling, and but it was, the time was different.
Time was different. True.
It wasn't social media. It wasn't these things. And it wasn't where every photo, statement, emoji is thought out.
Yeah, and I don't know if people realize that, but you're right. Like, if these are the two, like, Taylor controls everything, her team. Kardashians control everything. I mean, there's no interviewing the Kardashians. It's like the questions, they know every single question. And I'm not even knocking that. Could you imagine being so sought after for an interview? I mean, if my phone rang and it were like Kourtney Kardashian and they're like, here are the actual questions you need to read. You cannot ask one question besides this. I would say, where and when?
Yeah.
Like, treat me like a trained monkey. Yes. So, and once I did an interview with NPR, they wanted my expert opinion on, like, do the Kardashians control the media too much? And I was like, you know what? I am not going on NPR and speaking out against Kris Jenner because she scares me. No.
And Kris is brilliant. And you, like I've said before, and I've said it to you, both of these women have unbelievable work ethics.
Yes.
And being at E!, if you think about it, you've never heard a bad story that they show up prepared, ready, work hard, do everything they need to do, are pleasant during it. No one's trashing hotel rooms. And then you hear the exact same things about Taylor.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
What do Lala, Kent, and Bubbly Sparkling Water have in common? They're both growing their families. That's right. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, the sparkling water that brings such a smile to your face, the sparkling water that I drank for all these countless hours of Housewives that I watch, now is introducing Bubbly Burst. Of course, as always, there's zero added sugar. It's low calorie. It's a sparkling water beverage with extra fruit flavor. What could be better? Bubbly Burst. It's bursting with fruit flavor. And just like choosing your favorite housewife or franchise, choosing a favorite flavor is so hard. They have peach mango, triple berry, cherry lemonade, watermelon lime, pineapple tangerine, and tropical punch. Oh my God, it tastes so good. But don't take my word for it. Find Bubbly Burst in a store near you.
So you would think there would be some sort of friendship, but they're so vastly different.
Vastly different. I agree. I've even interviewed people like Kardashian adjacent. Yes, I've never heard anything other than they work, they show up early, they thank you, they leave. It's like, it is like a well-oiled machine. And same thing with Taylor.
And but you have told me, which I was not aware of, but you track such
the song.
It's important things that the Kardashians are losing followers.
Kim, because I think it's really, there's that song. I forgot the name of the song.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Amy. And so the K is capitalized
and the I and the M.
Well, that's pretty obvious there. Yeah. So, I mean, first of all, who's going to speak out against Kim Kardashian other than Taylor? Taylor, I mean, it's, this is truly a battle of like the uber A-list. Kim Kardashian, at least in the beginning, I read, I don't know how it leveled off, that she lost like 100,000 followers per day because the Swifties are not having it.
Don't fuck with the Swifties. And don't. Even if you don't mean to.
I'm not fucking with the Swifties.
Everyone should know by now, you don't fuck with the Swifties. Because you were saying, and I miss this, the Swifties have suddenly come for Jimmy Kimmel.
Which, again, all the questions are pre-screened.
He was interviewing Kim.
And didn't ask about this new ignited feud with Taylor. And the Swifties are like, missed opportunity. You should have addressed this. And, I mean, he couldn't. I mean, could you imagine getting that question in?
But I love the fact that the Swifties are now angry that someone didn't ask a question rather than somebody asking a question.
If he asked, they would be upset. And I'm not coming for the Swifties, but no. They would be upset that he was starting trouble. And why right. Are you attacking Taylor? It's you can't win.
You cannot
win. Could you imagine having a whole army that was that loyal to you?
Oh, God, wouldn't it be great?
Amazing.
I would love that. But it's interesting to me. And we used to get this all the time with my mom. When people would say, isn't so-and-so upset that you're making jokes about them? Now, my mom's two biggest for years were Cher and Elizabeth Taylor. Two women she knew. And
those are good ones.
Right. And here was the thing. And Cher got it and Elizabeth did also, which was for a comedian to make a joke about you, you have to be so famous that the entire public has a working knowledge of you and what you're about and what you do, that they can get the joke.
That's true.
So that's what makes me laugh. It's like Jimmy Kimmel was in a no-win situation because you could make a joke. You could do all these things. He chose not to, and it makes me go back to the whole Golden Globe things, which with Joe Coy, they did not get that he was giving her a compliment in the joke about, you know, she gets more viewers or whatever the joke was in the NFL than they will on the Golden Globes. And people, like, they were all incensed. But the truth is, he was giving her such a huge compliment. It was meant to be funny. I thought it was funny. And again, basing it off my mom's theory, which I agree with, everyone in the world knew what he was talking about and knew that she single-handedly upped viewership for the NFL. She brought in a million fans. So again, it goes back to, I really believe that, and I'm not saying, and it wasn't a mean joke, and I'm,
she wasn't having it though,
but she was not having it. And that bums me out because she's so big. You gotta also kind of be like, hey, I am in a great place right now.
And Kim, the Kardashians laugh at themselves.
Yes, the Kardashians take it.
One of the things on Kimmel, which I found was really funny, is Jimmy Kimmel was like, let's just talk about all these rumors about you online. And Kim sat there and she was like, yeah, it was literally true or not true. And the amount of ones that were true, like, do you know she walked Madonna's dogs back in the day, and Madonna paid her in jewelry. Her and Courtney would be like, oh, here's a ring, this pay you for
That's
this.
Hilarious.
But it was really, but there were other rumors, and Kim was like, she's in on the joke. I think the Kardashians have a really good sense of humor.
They do.
As they should. Wouldn't you
As
be happy?
Should.
I mean.
But, you know, this feud is really good for everybody.
It is. I never even thought of your cynical mind that could this be planned? Look, people do accuse Taylor of, I do think she plans, like, the more publicity, the better. I don't think this is planned, but I didn't even think of that it right when the album is coming out. And
but she's, you can't find a flaw.
No.
There is not
she works
one
too.
Misstep, and it is not like she's just having it all come to her. She grinds it out.
Grinds it out. I mean, that tour and then flying back.
Well,
and
how about recording
Travis
an album while you're on the tour?
I don't even know when you do that.
I don't know
secretly
how your voice
at night.
Also, I don't know how your voice holds out.
I don't know how your voice holds out.
But she is, Taylor, our girl Taylor, is having a moment of extreme happiness.
Listen, I mean, maybe there'll be an engagement.
Wouldn't that be great? See, I think if they're going to get engaged, they're going to wait until after the tour.
Is that, when is that? I honestly don't know. Soon, no?
Not soon, but I think before the end of the year. But he just signed a huge new contract.
With the NFL?
With the Chiefs, yes.
Same team?
Same team.
Okay. I don't know.
Huge. So for me, a big moment was I got to meet Donna Kelce in Vegas when I was there for QVC for their Q50 summit.
And?
Loved her. Now, I became such a stalkerer. I became
and
such
there were
a,
other people there.
There were tons of other people. But speaking of Taylor and Travis and the whole thing, I got to meet Donna Kelce. Now, I had to stalk her to meet her.
Okay.
So she was part of this thing that I did with QVC called the Q50, which are 50 women who are ambassadors about living your best life, and over 50 is the age of possibility, as they call it. It was an unbelievable event. And Donna Kelce was there. Now, first of all, everyone knows by now, I'm a huge Eagles fan. Number two, I am particularly a huge Jason Kelce fan. So by the fact that Travis is his brother, I became a Travis fan. But, you know, if I had to pick between which team is going to win, I'm going to go with Jason because, you know, Jason
the
Kelce,
Eagles.
He's my guy, the Eagles.
Okay.
So then the whole Travis and Taylor and the whole thing. So I'm like, I got to meet Donna Kelce.
Out of everyone there, that's who you want to meet.
I was beyond excited to meet Donna Kelce.
And?
Well, the first time I think I was introduced to her by someone, and I think she was a little taken aback because I'm like, I love you. I love your children. I love his tea. Like, I was perhaps a little effusive.
You were a fangirl.
Yes, kind of like when I met Peyton Manning, who was a big quarterback in the NFL, just to bring you up to
I've
speed.
I've heard, I didn't know what position, but
he
knew.
He was a quarterback.
Okay.
And when I met Peyton Manning, I did the same thing, like, I love you. I love you. I've got nothing else to say other than, So I did do that, but then I got to talk to her a few times throughout the weekend or the week. Granted, she kind of did run away. But then we made friends. Sabrina made friends with like her best friend. And so suddenly we're all in it. And then I said something funny and she understood I was funny. And then she laughed. It was a whole thing. But I got to meet Donna Kelce.
You made headway. So the next time you meet her.
Well, I did say.
You can say, remember me. It's Melissa Rivers.
Well, so I said, how do I get the green New Heights hat, which is the one that everyone saw Taylor wearing at Coachella? And she just kind of like stared at me. I'm like, you want my address? You want to send it to me? And then I did say that nothing would make me happier than if Jason would officiate my wedding.
Okay, well, that's, you know, an interesting thing
to ask
for. And
you wonder why she was like, who is this person who is also a member of the Q50? Who, and she said to me, oh, I was a huge fan of your mom's, who is now groveling. Like, okay, I kind of embarrassed myself. The other one I stalked.
Points for asking, right?
It's freaking Donna Kelce.
I know.
Man.
Like, I mean.
And I said to her, which is the truth, is she is now, and I'm a sports mom, she is now our patron saint. You know?
That's,
In Donna Kelce, we trust.
In Donna Kelce, we trust.
Like, she is the ultimate sports mom. So, for me, she's a hero.
She didn't even know.
I mean, she's like the one we aspire to be.
Wasn't Martha Stewart there too?
Martha Stewart was there, who I'm fortunate to have known for 100 years, and was a good friend of my mom's. So I got to connect with Martha. Queen Latifah was there. It was really fun because I knew a lot of the people. Kimberly Williams Paisley and I chatted. She's Brad Paisley's wife, and she was in Father of the Bride.
Yeah.
I always forget how kind and sweet and lovely she is. And so beyond beautiful in person. Kathy Lee Gifford I got to chat with. Again, it was a bunch of my mom's friends. But I also got to meet another legend, Billie Jean King.
That's a good one.
Yeah, who I also kind of stalked.
Like, so you were the stalker of
I was this the stalker,
QVC.
But I did get, which is amazing, Cooper's team is in playoffs. His lacrosse team's in playoffs. And she has a very famous saying, which is, pressure is a privilege. And at the U.S. Open, on the walls, they have that printed in the tunnel that the players walk through to get to center court. Pressure is a privilege.
That's and a good
I
one.
Kind of stalked her around and chatted. And she was very engaging. And I said, I asked her assistant. I didn't ask her directly. Also because I accidentally ended up in the bathroom at the same time as her. And I didn't want her to think I was talking. So I was like, oh, God, I haven't followed you into the bathroom. But I asked her assistant if she would do a video for Cooper's team, wishing them good luck. And she did.
That's major.
That's major. And then she tagged me in one of her photos.
I'm going to have to take you out when I mean, I've met Cher, and that's when I've, like, lost my shit, like, yeah, four times. But when I go to these things and I need to meet someone, I think I'm going to take you.
Oh, well.
I'm going to be like, go in the bathroom,
go
Melissa.
Stalk.
Yeah.
Go stalk.
Go stalk.
But it was great. It
I
was
love this.
Christina Applegate showed up. Rita Wilson, who I adore, wrote a song for the Q50 that she performed. I mean, it was just person after person. But it was so fun because with so many people who had so much in common.
That's good.
A little too much talk about menopause, I will say. But lots of talk about super excited. There's a woman there who I was in a breakout group with who's like 60-something, has some ridiculous amount of followers and become this influencer that it just randomly happened. Because her daughter started posting videos of her cooking during COVID. And she's now like 65 and a huge influencer.
And she got invited to this?
She's a member of the Q50. So
wow.
It was really cool. It was really fun.
Well, look, you got your Billie Jean and your
Donna Kelsey.
I'm learning to appreciate Donna Kelsey, you know.
Well, no, and I got to reconnect with so many amazing people.
See, that's
and
good.
Meet a bunch of amazing people. And, you know, it's always fun to see old friends and be doing something together.
I like it. I'm here for it.
Yeah. A lot of my mom's girls.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it was really lovely, and all the QVC team. And
we like a little QVC.
We like a lot of QVC.
We like a lot of QVC.
Yeah, we do.
For a lot of reasons.
So before we wrap up, both of us have a new show that we are obsessed with. Traitors.
Obsessed.
Obsessed. I have now watched all the US, all the UK, all of the Australia seasons, and I'm starting New Zealand.
Well, first of all, that's way more. Can I just say, I watched the first season of the U.S. I've been talking about this show the minute no one listened. No one listened. Look, I do like that they let some of the regular people go, and now it's just quote unquote celebrity. I do think that was a smart idea.
Oh, see, I think just the opposite.
You do?
Like, UK did real people, and then they did a couple mixes in, and they did the same thing in Australia, which is really good because you have people, real people, interacting with these people who only know their image.
Right. Like, that was interesting.
That
on the
was
first
really
season.
Interesting. But now you said you've got a scoop on who you heard is going to be in the next season.
They say, well, look, the second season was so popular in the U.S. And look, you could contribute that to a lot of reasons, but it did have a lot of housewives. So it was very clear that there's going to be a lot of housewives just because why rock the formula? Yeah, there'll be lots of challenge and real world people and Bachelor. Rumor is Kenya Moore posted on her social a picture that says talent and it says the traitor. So that's pretty obvious. Phaedra Parks was just doing an interview and she was in the second season and someone asked her about the third season and she said it will never top the second season, but I think we're going to make it nice, which is Dorinda's tagline.
Really?
Yeah. Like Dorinda on Real Housewives of New York said, like, I cook, I clean. She was having a breakdown. She was completely drunk. There were tears everywhere. She was at her house in the Berkshires and she said, screw all you people. I cooked, I clean, I made it nice. I made it nice has become her
Got
thing.
Her line, yes.
She sells merch about it. So that implies Dorinda. And the rumor is Teresa, our very own Teresa Giudice, is headed to the traitor's house too.
Could you imagine?
They all make sense, right? Like Dorinda, first of all, I think if you make
it's like it's going to become like a cage match.
Could you imagine Dorinda as a trader, like as an actual trader? Dorinda would be great.
They're all great. So if you haven't watched that, you have to catch up. I love you. We got another month of stuff to collect.
You better start collecting now because this is overdue. We had a lot today.
We did, but always we have a lot. Okay, everyone, check out group text Behind the Velvet Rope. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me, and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.